Yeah, I'm Barry Breckling. I'm California State Park Ranger here at Henry Cove State Park, where I've been for 25 years. And we've always known about the history of Anza because he went through the park. In fact, in 1976, the previous ranger that was here actually was involved in the reenactment that they did through this area here, and a plaque was placed out at Los Cruceros. Anza came up from Anza Borrego, another one of our California state parks, and came up to the area of Monterey and then San Francisco, went around the South Bay, and then headed up on the East Bay side of the San Francisco Bay, and then followed the Sacramento River around until he got to on the other side of Mount Diablo. And from there, in April of 1776, he got to a point where he said, well, why don't we just cut through these mountains? It is low mountains to get back to the Gilroy Valley, which hadn't been named yet, of course, and get back to Monterey. And they headed up a ridge where they eventually ended up in the San Antonio Valley, a portion that is now part of the park. And that's where they spent the first night. And Anza had thought that they could go through these low mountains, but they ran into such rough territory. They really remarked on how rough and terrible the country was and how they had to go up and around and round and about and how terrible the ticks were. So they spent the first night there in the upper San Antonio Valley, and then they dropped into the drainage of the East Fork of the Coyote Creek. So undoubtedly you probably saw coyotes in here, which we still see, of course. They didn't see much in the way of Native Americans, although we know of numerous sites on what have been his route. In fact, the place where he spent his second night is an archaeological site, and the place where he spent his first night is within fairly close area of some archaeological sites. Bobcats were he likely saw, could have seen mountain lions since they're out there, may have seen badgers, they're out there, certainly saw deer and squirrels, and maybe even elk. He saw elk out on the east side, I believe. Elks are in the tules out in that vicinity. They had some rough times. They got down to where the East Fork hits the middle fork of the Coyote Creek and Los Cruceros, the crossings. They didn't make very good miles that day. They ended up getting down to where there's now the fire station at Cañada Road, where Cañada de los Osos meets the Coyote Creek. And they camped their second night there. And then the next day they were able to make it out into the Gilroy area. And I think his men had a really rough time, and they, I believe it was their men that named this Cerro del Chasco, because it's very apparent from what we've read that Anza said, we'll get through. And it took them 3 days, so, because they're very rugged and people go out here and get exhausted all the time still.